here in Chattanooga, what should the future of the Brainerd Road and Lee Highway Corridor look like? CARTA, the Chattanooga Area Regional Transportation Authority, is hosting a public workshop to hear the community's input for its Connect the Corridor initiative. It takes place on Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Chris L. Ramsey Community Center at 1010 North Moore Road. Brandon Meredith is Communications Director, and Savannah Ward is Communications Specialist at CARTA. Brandon, Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Tell us more about Connect the Corridor.
Connect the Corridor is a CARTA-led study, so we're in phase one, and we're focusing in on the corridor between downtown Brainerd Road and the Lee Highway area. So I'm sure that you guys have been on Brainerd Road. It's a racetrack that has streetlights on it, right? So it's very dangerous. There's a lot of congestion. If you're a pedestrian, if you're a biker, it's not easy to get from point A to point B. There's lack of sidewalks. The crossing areas are not adequate. In a lot of cases, they're just not there. If they are there, the paint has faded. So we're focusing in on improvements to that area to help the community. So this is not a CARTA project. This is a community project.
And this is more about just buses, although buses are very much part of the discussion here.
That's right. So yes and no. It's not completely about the buses. We're trying to change the infrastructure down that corridor. Again, anything from new sidewalks to crosswalks, we're even talking about how can we make the signals, like the traffic signals, prioritize that for the buses to get from point A to point B faster.
This is also a reflection of the growth along that corridor and some of the long-term needs along that corridor.
That's right. So there's some businesses along the corridor that could really use better transit. I mean, better transit, reliable transit is going to bring people down the corridor to go shopping, to go to the restaurants, to jobs. So that's the big factor of it for sure.
And Savannah, there is a study that helps set the table for Wednesday's session for the community.
Yes. So we actually got this study. It's a little over $700,000 to conduct this study on this corridor. We got this through the FTA, which is the Federal Transit Administration. It's focusing on transit-oriented development, which is looking at the housing, job growth, mobility, infrastructure, and safety for the community. We're really looking at how can we get the public involved in this. So this isn't my corridor. This isn't Brandon's corridor. This is Chattanooga's corridor. So how can we get people involved to participate? And we really want to get the feedback from the community.
And Brandon, one thing that everybody focuses on along this corridor is Route 4. Talk about Route 4, how that all flows into this.
The study really focuses on Route 4, which if you don't know Route 4, it starts on Market Street, downtown Chattanooga, and it goes all the way down Brainerd Road and Lee Highway and then out towards the mall and then back. So Route 4 is our busiest route. We get approximately 30,000 riders a month on that route. These are people going to jobs and education, appointments, healthcare. It's a big driver for us.
And this community open house is above all about soliciting input from people who live along this corridor. Mm-hmm. So CARTA is able to develop a comprehensive strategy mm-hmm. and then pursue the funding to back it up and make it happen.
That's right. We don't want to develop a plan without the input. I'll say it again. This is not a CARTA plan. This is a community plan. We want to hear from the people in that area. What's important to them? Is it better crosswalks? Do you want to be able to ride your bike down the street without getting hit by a car? We were out there the other morning, and I think we noticed four or five bikers mm-hmm. just riding on the side of the road. It looked extremely dangerous, mm-hmm. right? So is it better access to jobs? If you have better and more reliable transit, that's going to entice people to use the system more. On top of that, think about an average household has two or three car payments. If we had better transportation options and those people could use a reliable transit system, they could possibly eliminate a car payment or two.
For people who show up at the community open house, there will be things for them to do and enjoy beyond giving their input. Talk more about that.
We're going to have different stations set up. I think we have 12 stations set up. Each station will be dedicated towards something. For instance, like there'll be a station talking about crosswalks. There'll be a station talking about bikes. There'll be a station talking about job opportunities. What we want to do to make this fun is we have a CARTA bus pass. So if the person comes in and they hit all 12 stations, they have a punch on their card. If they finish all stations and they have 12 holes punched, they are eligible to win the prizes. Incline passes, we're giving away a month free of parking at the downtown garage, which is really, really nice. And then for the kids, what we're doing is giving away CartaCash, right? So what the kids can do is they've got 10 bucks in CartaCash. They can think about where they want to spend that cash, and we'll have different buckets set up. For instance, do you want a better sidewalk to ride your bikes? Do you want a better crosswalk to get across the street? So they can determine what is most important to them and put the cash in that bucket.
And Savannah, there are a few free ways for people to get to the open house.
Yes. So the open house is a little bit off of our Route 4, but between the hours of 3 p.m. and 9 p.m., Route 4 will be free to encourage people to attend. And then once you get off of Route 4 at the Northmore and Brainerd intersection, we're actually going to have a free shuttle that will pick you up and drop you off from that intersection at Barger Academy between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. So we'll be doing shuttles back and forth.
And for people who want more information about the community open house and everything at CARTA, where can you go online?
So for CARTA specifically, you could go to gocarta.org. And for the Connect the Corridor, we have just launched a new site, and that is connectthecorridor.com.
All right, Brandon, Savannah, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Catch all our conversations on scenic routes at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.